It's crazy to think that like 3 years ago I was just like kind of doing it for myself, really in my basement singing a song, and like I didn't really know what can come out of it. And now like I'm like I literally couldn't perform in one person, let alone myself, without being like, oh God. And now like I'm saying like here, like it would not even scare me to like go up in front of 100,000 people. Like honestly, like I did Strangers in the Night for 5,000 people, and I mean maybe a little nerves because it's like really normal, but in terms of when I got on stage, it all like fades, and you know I can really put myself anywhere and perform, and I don't think it even bothers me anymore. It's just so like in me to like do it. Mm-hmm. So
is there anything about being a superstar that like worries you or scares you? Yeah.
Well, it's like anything, right? I think there's always like, oh, I'm scared to do this because of that. Like, there's pros and cons for everything. And like, I guess what scares me is that like, I guess like seeing how my idols turned out and like what they went through, and like they started off the industry like kind of like me, like all like up in the like, having a great time, and then you see like their fall, right? And you see like how bad it got for them, you know, with just like everything. Like I watched all these documentaries, not to kind of warn me of what could come, but just to be aware of like what is going on in the industry behind closed doors and like their experience. And, you know, like I even look at like the Bieber story, and like he was such a happy kid, and now he goes back and says like filming that tour was like, or that tour was like the loneliest he ever felt. And like, I guess it kind of worries me to like go through what they went through. Like, yeah, have the best time, and then, you know, people take advantage, or they think like, oh, I'll just do whatever. And I don't think that, because I do have a great team that's backing me and like a great support system. And I don't think they wouldn't let anything bad happen to me. But I guess the industry is just so like, it's so normal in the industry. Like I see it all the time, right? With like artists and stuff, where they go through like the worst time of their life because of how big they get, or like the fame gets to them. And
yeah, there's a lot of artists, a lot of famous people, yeah, that get really, yeah, into the hard drugs and, yeah, get, yeah, really depressed.
Yeah. And that's, I guess what worries me is like, I don't think it ever happens to me. And then it could, because it happened to them and they said it would never get to them. And then it did. So it's like, I don't want that moment to ever get there, because I don't think that's who I am to like get into all that stuff. And it's definitely, it's not part of my life now. And like, it's never part of my life, but I guess like the industry is so, you never know, like you
it
never,
could be toxic.
Yeah. You never know. Like they also probably said the same thing. I'm going to remain humble and remain, you know, this. And now they're like, they say like, I'm not that person anymore. Like I changed. And I guess what worries me is like changing with the industry and becoming like what I don't want to be, because I almost have to fit in, but that's not who I am. You know, I don't try to fit in. I try to just be myself. And like, if you accept me, you accept me. If not, like, I don't care. Like I'm out.
Yeah, exactly. If you get a team that believes in you and right, lets you be yourself and create, yeah, you know, creative the way that you want to bring out, that's the best, right?
That's what I have. And that's what I have. And they never put me in any situation I don't want to be in, because they obviously asked my permission through it all. But you never know.
Sometimes the money can
get to you.
Can, yeah, sell your soul, man.
I know. And that's what happens to a lot of other artists. So I'm just like, I guess what scares me is like, I don't want to ever be in that situation where I feel like I'm under, you know, I have to be in that situation. I just don't want to be in that situation. I don't want my career to become, you know, toxic or like, you know, and I know it happens with fame, and like the more followers you get, the more like crazy it gets, and you're watched through like a microscope, and you got to be really careful what you say and like what you do and how you portray yourself. But I mean, it's not, for me, it's about the music and about like making the, like, you know, making the best music for anyone to like be happy and like listen to and feel, yeah, something. So it's not exactly about like the fame or like the money or like whatever. It's about like growing a community where we can all like listen to the music, and it's all like, you know, let the music bring us life, really.
It's kind of funny though that the social media and all this marketing and you know, being out there and people being out there, young people, can be so positive,
right,
like for you.
Yeah.
It was so positive for you, and can be so negative for,
yeah,
other kids, right? It's like, How, like, it's funny that they can turn out like this. Like, you're like a success story to you. You came out, you were on, you took your confidence, you went out there, sang for the first time, and it just brought you so much positivity, and other people will do the same and can be so negative for them. You know, some people can trash them, like, totally.
Yeah.
Did you have any negative comments on the social media, and how do you deal with it?
Yeah. I think negativity is stemmed from a long, like, other things, you know? I don't look at it as, like, I like to believe that people have, like, I like to believe in, like, not even second chances, but almost just, like, they're hating because they hate themselves, or they're feeling some type of jealousy, or maybe they see something in me where they're like, man, like, I wish I had that voice, so I'm just going to tell her she sucks so, like, I feel better. Or
did people say that you suck? Some people,
I mean, it's
did.
It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen as much. I mean, you're still going to get the comment here and there saying, oh, you're off key. Oh, you're off note. And I'm just like, but I'm not, because, like, I know, I, like, you know, I'm conscious of, like, what I do, and I'm not going to post something if I sound bad. Like, it sounds, you know, I don't want to sound like, oh, I know I'm great, but, like, I'm not going to post something if it's bad, or if it doesn't sound great, or if I, you know, if it doesn't... I'm not happy with it. And normally, if I'm happy with it, it's probably because it's fine to post. And you might get the comment here or there, like, oh, you suck, or, oh, like, you're just, whatever. They ramble on, and, like, they don't even make sense. And then you look at their profile, and they have like two followers. They have two followers. They don't even post videos of themselves, and you're like, hold on a second. So, like, who are you? Like, you don't even know. Like, you don't even post videos yourself. Like, how do I take you seriously? Like, how do I know who you are? Why do I care? And I even, like, sometimes I'm live and people are like, no one cares what you're talking about. Like, move on. And I'm like, you don't have to be here if you don't want to be here.
Yeah, it's like, you move on. It's like, you're the one scrolling.
But I'm like, and I take it really, like, I kind of laugh at them. Like, I guess if my whole page was consumed with hate, it would get to me, like anything, you know? I try to avoid the hate because I don't think it's necessary, and I just don't think it's truthful. You know, I work with.
It's good not to believe.
The amount of, like, recognition I've got from the people who matter.
Yeah,
is
exactly.
Enough. Is
I
enough.
Think that's the good point. It's the people who matter.
Yeah.
And most of people always, what I think they do is they focus only on the bad comments. Well,
yeah.
Like 9 to 1 good ones.
Yeah,
you know?
I say that often to my guests here.
Yeah.
Sometimes if they get bashed on the social media, and then they're like, they come back to me and they're like, oh my God, these people, a lot of people are bashing. And I'm like, my God, you got like,
couple,
you know, a thousand likes, and you got like 20 people that say stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And,
I mean,
and when you look at it, it's like 0.02%.
And it doesn't even matter. I mean, you're always going to have the one or two people who are like, you suck. And it's like, where are you? And sometimes we're live and, like, you know, and we're doing studio live with, like, the mic, and I'm singing, and, you know, there'll be like, that one comment that's like, you only sound good because there's auto-tune. And I'm like, like, no, there's no auto-tune. That's reverb. Like, you don't even know your stuff. Like, you don't even know what you're talking about. And it's fine. Like, I feel bad for you. But I also just, like, so be it. Like, so they think I'm using auto-tune. Like, is it really going to destroy me? Like, I'm literally not using auto-tune. I never have. I never really will. Like, I don't need it. It's not my style. I don't like using it. If I needed auto-tune that badly, I probably wouldn't be a singer. You know, it's just something that, like, it doesn't get to me. I kind of just laugh, and people in the comments are like, this guy, like, doesn't even know what he's talking about. And, like, Flavel laughs, saying, like, you're not even using the right term. Like,
your
it's
community
just, right,
is,
like, it's
is,
not,
is, like, helping you with the with the bullies, right?
Yeah. They like, I have my moderators on my TikTok that like mute them out. So if someone's being really, really nasty and just kind of keep like, you know, stabbing me with these comments, they'll be like, block. And then like, he's blocked forever. Or muted. You can't like type in the chat anymore. And then sometimes we'll mute them and I'll give them like 5 minutes to be like, okay, this is what you're going to get if you're going to keep up your attitude, because it's not necessary. I don't like to promote negativity. I don't think it's necessary. And I think we go through enough negative in the world that like, if you come to my life, it should be the one positive thing in the day. If anything, it's going to be something positive. And I think that like, to have that negative comment, like, just remove you. Like, if you're not going to be positive, I'll just remove you. And I do give them a chance, because I believe that like, maybe they're going through a bad day and this is their only time to like let it out. So I'd be like, look, if you're going to be negative, go somewhere else. If not, you're more than welcome to stay here, but please change your attitude, because we won't accept it. And then sometimes I'll write back, oh, I'm so sorry, I meant it as a joke. You know, you kind of get like, I'm so sorry, don't block me. Or sometimes they'll just keep going and then we'll be like, remove, and like, they're done and they move on to the next, you know, streamer, and they say the same thing.
Vous avez aimé ça, vous avez écouté jusqu'au bout, mais ça, c'était pas le bout. C'est la fin de la partie gratuite. Vous voulez écouter la suite, rencontrer tous nos invités hot, 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 ben je vous invite à nous encourager. Patreon.com, le monde de Tangerine.